马可福音第九章第十四节，耶稣到了门徒那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。
When they came to the other, went to the other disciples, they saw the large crowd around them, and the teachers of the law arguing with them.
这里英文用他们来到其他的门徒那里，也就是讲到耶稣事实上上一次在登上变化山上的时候，下来的时候呢，跟着三个门徒呢，然后来下了山以后，他们四个人呢，来到了其他的门徒的这个地方。
Here referring to the other disciple, because during the transfiguration, Jesus was only three disciples. Now they came down and joined with the other disciples.
当他们下山的时候呢，他们发现他们是四个人，然后他们的门徒呢，在这边一群。然后呢，跟文士呢在那里辩论，然后周围呢又围着许多的旁观者在那里地方。
So when they came down from the Mount of Transfiguration, they saw other disciples in a group, and then the other large crowd around them, and the teachers of the law arguing with them, like three groups of people.
第十五节，众人一见耶稣，就甚稀奇，就跑上去问他的安。
Verses 15, as soon as all the people saw Jesus.They were overwhelmed with the wonder and ran to greet him.
这里英文又讲得很没有把它翻出来，就是说，当这些其他的门徒还有文士，还有周围围的许多的群众呢，当他们看到耶稣身上的一种神迹啊，因为耶稣从山上下来的时候呢，他身上还满了荣光哈，所以他们看见耶稣身上所显出来那个神迹啊，非常的惊讶，所以大家都跑到耶稣这里来了。
Because Jesus came down with the glory of transfiguration, that's why here mentioned with wonder, and that's why that attract everybody to come to them.
第十六节，耶稣问他们说：“你们和他们辩论什么呢
？”Verses 16, what are you arguing with them about? He asked.
众人中间有一个回答说：“夫子，我带了我的儿子到你这里来，他被哑巴鬼附着。”
A man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by the spirit that has robbed him of speech."
无论在哪里，鬼捉弄他，把他摔倒，他就口中流沫，咬牙切齿，身体枯干。我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出去，他们却是不能。
Whenever it sees him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciple to drive out the spirit, but they could not.
就是耶稣下来的时候呢，看见他的其他的门徒跟文士在那里辩论，然后周围的很多的人在那里旁观，所以耶稣就问他们一个问题，说你们在辩论些什么东西呢
？So they asked him because the other disciple arguing with the teacher of the law.And there's some other standers by. So they asked them, "What are you arguing about?"
你会不会觉得很奇怪？耶稣问他的门徒：“你们在辩什么？”应该他的门徒就要回答说：“我们正在辩什么东西？”
So the answer should respond to what are they arguing about?
但是结果呢？他的门徒没有回答，文士也没有回答。
But the disciple nor the teacher of law answered.
倒是他们站在中间的众人里面有一个人，他出来说话。
And the crowd, a man in the crowd around them answered.
这个人是一个孩子的父亲，他的父亲带着他的儿子，因为他的儿子被鬼附了。
It's a father brought his son possessed by the spirit.
所以可以想象，当时他把他的儿子带来的时候呢，他带到哪里去呢？他先带到文士那个地方去，因为文士呢，在当时呢，他们是有牌照的。
Apparently, the father brought the kid to the teacher of the law.
就好像今天中国的三支教会有牌照的。
So they're authorized.
但是呢，他告诉他们儿子说有这个问题，有牌照的说，变了很多的戏法以后呢，结果呢，没有办法把鬼赶出去。
But the authorized teacher of law couldn't do anything.
所以呢，只好再找那个没有牌照的，就是耶稣的门徒啊，这个就像地下教会的。
So they came to the unauthorized disciples.
然后这些门徒也变了一大堆的法术啊，变完以后呢，还是赶不出去。
And the other disciple tried, they couldn't do anything.
所以这两方都赶不出去，但是呢，他们很有体力，继续辩论。
But they're still arguing against each other.
所以当耶稣来的时候，他们正在辩论的，结果众人看到耶稣，众人都往耶稣那个地方跑去。
That's why when they saw Jesus, they approached him.
所以耶稣说：“哎，你们刚才在辩什么？”
So the Jesus asked him, "What are you arguing about?"
文士也不好意思回答。
So the teacher of law embarrassed to answer.
耶稣其他的门徒也不好意思回答。
And so did the other disciples.
那只好这个父亲呢出来说话了。
And this father came and answered.
他说：“你的门徒把鬼没有办法赶出去，他们没办法，没有能力。”
So they said they could not do anything.
第十九节，耶稣说：“哎，不信的世代啊，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。”
Verses 19, O unbelieving generation, Jesus replied, How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me.
不信的世代，耶稣指的是文士，耶稣指的是门徒，耶稣所指的就是众人。
So the unbelieving generation includes all three people, the teacher of the law, the other disciple, and the crowd.
耶稣已经出来传道第三年了。他对当时这个整个情况，鬼赶不出去，他的里面充满了不耐烦。
So he feels very nothing he can do to help them, even though he's into his third year of ministry.
所以他说：“我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢
？”So he said, "How long should I stay with you?"
也就是说，鬼赶不出去这件事情，我对你们是非常不耐烦的，应该你们可以赶得出去才对的。
He thought you should be able to drive out the demon, but you still could not.
第二十节，他们就带了他来，他一见耶稣。鬼便叫他重重的抽风，倒在地上，翻来覆去，口中流沫。
Verses 20. So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell into the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth.
他们就把那个儿子啊带来，然后下面的中文说，他一见耶稣啊，那个他事实上不是那个小孩子，是邪灵。英文讲到那个邪灵一看到耶稣呢。就开始叫这个小孩子在地上抽风，并且在地上滚来滚去。
So this here, he referred to the evil spirit. When the evil spirit saw Jesus, immediately threw the boy into a convulsion, fell to the ground.
二十一节，耶稣问他父亲说：“他得这病有多少日子呢？”回答说：“从小的时候。”
Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has it been like this?" From childhood, he answered.
那个小孩子还在地上滚呢。
The kid was still rolling on the ground.
你看耶稣的回答是，他得这个病有多少日子了？
But Jesus answered, "How long has it been like this?"
你注意到了没有？他回答耶稣问这个问题的时候是不慌不忙啊，很沉着的问这样的问题。
So Jesus was not in any hurry to answer this question.
二十二节。他的父亲回答说：“从小的时候就这样，所以鬼呢屡次把他扔在火里、水里，要灭他。你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。”
Verses 22, it has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him, but you can do anything. Take pity on us and help us.
耶稣对他说：“你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。”
If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for him who believes.
孩子的父亲立时喊着说：“我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”
Verses 24. Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief."
有古的圣经呢讲到，他立刻流着眼泪说：“我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”
The father immediately shed tears and exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief."
二十五节，耶稣看见众人都跑上来，就斥责那污鬼说：“你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐你从他里头出来，再不要进去。”
Verse 25. When Jesus saw that the crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the evil spirit. "You deaf and mute spirit," he said, "I command you, come out of him and never enter him again."
这个是不只是吩咐，而是命令。我命令你出来，这个意思。好，二十六节，那鬼喊叫，使孩子大大的抽了一阵风，就出来了。孩子好像死了一般，以致众人多半说他是死了。
The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently, and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse, and many said he's dead.
但耶稣拉着他的手扶他起来，他就站起来了。
But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up.
二十八节，耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗的来问他说。我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？
After Jesus has gone indoors, his disciple asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?"
所以他们一直要等到什么时候呢？等到耶稣进到房子里面去了，而且呢，他们是暗暗的、私底下的来问耶稣：“哎，我们怎么赶不出去啊？”
The disciple waited Jesus gone indoors and asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?"
二十九节，耶稣说：“非用祷告，这一类的鬼总不能出来。”
He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer."
甚至讲到说，如果不用禁食祷告的话，这样的鬼是赶不出来的。
The Bible even further mentioned you need to fasting and pray, otherwise you cannot drive out this kind of demon.
今天跟弟兄姐妹所交通的信息是侍奉的能力。
So we're talking about the power for ministry.
侍奉的能力。
The power for ministry.
什么叫做侍奉呢
？What is ministry？
侍奉是不是我蒙了恩典的成为基督徒，我要在教会里面做一些事情呢
？Does that mean becoming a Christian and do something in the church？
我想每一个正常的基督徒，他一蒙了恩典以后，他感觉到有恩典在他身上，他就自然而然想要做一些事情。
It's very common for a Christian after they receive the grace, they want to do something in return.
那什么叫做侍奉呢
？Then what does it mean？
是不是做一些事情就是侍奉呢
？If you do anything, does that mean ministry？
我用一个例子，可能不是很容易，不太舒服来听的。
It may be a difficult example。
在前一个世纪啊，在意大利呢，有一位女高音，她音唱歌唱得非常的好，所以有很多的人喜欢去听她唱歌。
A century ago, there's a famous soprano, very popular.
他正式出来唱歌十年之后呢，他成就非常的高，大家都知道他。
In 10 years of her career, he made good name for herself.
所以有他的好朋友呢，就帮他组成一个好像演唱会，邀请很多有名的人来参加。
So her friends organized many concerts to invite many to attend.
他们也邀请政治的人物来参加。
They invite many politicians.
有些财主来参加。
Some rich people.
那他们还邀了一位宗教的人士来参加
，and religious leaders。
他是一位老神父，在当地是一个主教，非常德高望重的。
So he's a very the bishop respected by many。
所以这个演唱会就开始进行，而且进行的非常的顺利。那个演唱家呢，就唱的歌声非常的让大家感到满意。
The concert went smoothly, and the soprano's voice touched many people.
等到这个演唱会完了以后呢，大家就开始对他有一些的表达意见。
So afterwards, many people expressed their opinion about her singing.
那些有头有脸的大人物都讲得很好听哦，她的歌声绕梁三日啊。
There are many good praises for her.
那最后呢，就轮到这个主教要来讲话。
Then it's the bishop's turn to comment.
他安静了一下以后，他就说。你所唱的歌如果没有耶稣基督，跟那路边的妓女在叫春是没有什么两样的。
So you said if you don't have Jesus in your heart, your singing is no different than the hooker on the street.
整个的这个场面呢，整个就冰冷了，大家不知道怎么办才好。
So everybody went silent.
那当然，有些那些有头有脸的就赶快出来打圆场啊，说好话，好像装作这个好像没发生事情一样。
Some tried to break the ice.
但是那个主教就安安静静的离开了。
And the bishop just left quietly.
那一天的晚上，那个女歌唱家一个晚上没有办法睡觉。
That night, the soprano couldn't sleep.
第二天的早上，坐了马车去找那个主教。
The next morning, she went to visit the bishop.
请你告诉我，耶稣基督是怎么样
？Can you tell me about Jesus?
这个女歌唱家就接受了耶稣基督。
And she accepted Jesus Christ.
我们在这里看到这个女歌唱家，她有很多的才艺，她可以在那里表演，她可以让大家很愉快，这个叫做服务。
So the soprano can sing well and serve many people. Does that mean ministry?
但是这个主教在那里讲那一句话，这个叫做侍奉。
But the real meaning is from the bishops.
因为他所做的事情可以使人回到耶稣基督的面前。
If you can bring people to Jesus, that's the true ministry.
他歌声那么美好，大家都欢迎的，每一个人都喜欢的。
Everybody likes the good singing.
这个只是服务而已。
But this is just a service.
但是与耶稣毫不相干。
Nothing to do with Jesus.
但是这个主教呢，他只有讲一句话，但是这句话却让人让这个歌这个女歌唱家回到耶稣的面前。
But the comment from the bishop brought her back to Jesus.
他所讲话的里面，因为有耶稣参与在里面。
Because his word touched upon Jesus.
因为他是被圣灵感动来讲这句话的。
He was touched by the Spirit to say such word.
虽然当时的环境是很不对称的。
Even though it made the people around him feel awkward.
但是他是侍奉。
But he is doing the ministry.
我们愿意在教会里面做一些事情，你是侍奉呢，还只是做服务呢？
If we do something in the church, does that really doing a ministry or just serving or doing something?
你所做的这些事情有没有办法让人来到基督耶稣的面前呢？
Whether you can bring people to Jesus.
所以我们在讲侍奉的事情上，侍奉需要能力。
So we need Jesus to do our ministry.
如果侍奉没有能力的话，这个侍奉是没有任何的效果的。
So we need power for ministry to be effective.
就像这个女歌唱家可以唱歌唱得很好听，好像服务得很好，可是没有任何属灵的果效。
Just like the soprano, he sings beautifully, but nothing spiritually.
因为他没有从神而来的能力。
It doesn't mean the power is from God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们被主恩典临到了以后，我们有一个心愿意来侍奉的时候，一开始我们就要走正确的路。
So once we receive the grace we want to serve, we need to be on the right track.
我们今天来谈侍奉所需要的能力，为什么需要这个能力？这个能力怎么来的？
Why do we need power for ministry and how can we get the power?
侍奉的第一件事情就是你必须经历侍奉的尽头。
The thing about the ministry, but they could not.
你第一件事情要遇到侍奉，你想要学习侍奉了，你本身就先要遇到你这个侍奉已经没有路可以走，叫做侍奉的尽头。就像耶稣那个父亲啊说，他们确实不能。
So we have to reach the end of ministry, just like this father. They said they couldn't.
每一个人都觉得我有点能力啊，我应该可以做一些事情啊。
Everybody feels.We have certain ability to do something.
原谅我在这里用我们教会的招待这件事情，不是只有我们教会，就是任何教会的做招待的这个事情呢，我来谈怎么样叫做经历到你侍奉这个招待这件事情呢，你遇到了尽头。
Let's take usher for example. What does that mean to reach the end of the ministry?
很多人说，你要做招待啊，怎么做？哇，他就教他一些规则。主要那你礼拜天主日程序单呢，要给人，而且要在门口欢迎朋友。那如果来的时候帮忙他填写这个联络的资料。那弟兄姐妹的话，要欢迎让他们觉得回到家。
There are certain protocol being an usher preparing the bulletin, and then welcome the newcomer, and then make brother and sister feel at home, so on so forth.
所以觉得哎，这个我不会遇到尽头啊，我还是可以做的。
That doesn't mean that's the end. There's many things I can do.
所以有些人在这个城市上，他觉得我不会遇到尽头，我觉得我做得很舒服、很愉快，而且做得能蛮称职的。
So most people say I'm competent, so that's not the end of the ministry.
那也就是说，你在这个招待的侍奉上，你还没有遇到尽头。
That means you haven't reached the end of the ministry of being an usher.
那再往前面一点，你接下来就说你在侍奉的时候，你必须带着微笑，而且让你需要有热情来关心跟招呼，使来的人感觉宾至如归。
She had to always smiling, so make the people feeling at home.
那有些人就说，哇，我做不来，就像我这个很难微笑的人。
Sometimes I'm serious, I can't smile all the time.
但是有些人说，没有问题，我可以做得到。
But some say it's okay, I always smile.
那我们在，你要遇到侍奉的尽头，那我们再提升。第三个层次，或许你需要让圣灵来充满你，让来的朋友从你身上就感受到主耶稣的同在。
So another level is like you need to be filled with spirit so the people can feel the presence of Jesus when they visit here.
那你遇到了尽头了没有？
Is that the end?
如果你说还没有，我这个我觉得可以做得到，那感谢赞美主，那我们再往前面再提升，即使是只有招待这件事情。
If you can do that, praise the Lord. But there's further up.
你在做招待的时候，你有没有办法让人产生渴慕，希望也能够得着你里面的耶稣
？Can you make other people feel the same as you do to get the blessing from Jesus, to feel the presence of Jesus？
即使是做一个好像看起来很简单的事情
，Even though it's just a simple thing，
弟兄姊妹，做很简单的侍奉是最难的，你知道吗
？Sometimes the simplest thing can be the most difficult one。
我现在在这边讲道。
I'm preaching here.
别人一听一看就知道我在侍奉上帝，对不对？容易不容易？是不是很容易
？Everybody knows I'm serving. Is that easy?
所以这个看起来还很难的，其实是很简单。人家一看就知道，这个大概应该是在侍奉神。
It looks difficult, but everybody knows I'm serving the God.
但是你站在门口在那里发，人家感觉得到你是在侍奉上帝吗
？But you were just giving out bulletin at the door. Do they feel you're serving the God?
当人开始感觉到你在那里发单张的时候，人家感觉到说你是在侍奉上帝的时候，那表示你这个人是很不简单的。
If you can make people feel God's presence just giving out bulletin, it's a wonderful job.
你侍奉上帝的时候，你遇到了尽头了没有
？Did you reach the end of your ministry？
这个耶稣的门徒呢的侍奉呢，他的尽头他们还不知道，必须由这个孩子的父亲出来宣布啊，他们。不行啊
The disciple didn't understand they reached the end of the ministry, but it's upon the father said they could not.
有时候我们侍奉的尽头是由别人来告诉我们，我们才知道，才醒过来。
Sometimes we depend on others to point it out our end of the ministry.
因为主耶稣下山的时候呢，这个父亲呢开始带人去找文士，文士不行，后来再去找门徒，门徒也不行。
So the teacher of the teacher of the law couldn't do it. Other disciple couldn't do it.
那当他们去找门徒的时候呢，因为耶稣还在山上，要正下山呢，所以耶稣不在那里。
Because Jesus was absent.
但是即使是这样，他的门徒想要把鬼赶呢，结果赶不出去，他们的实在是不能。
But the disciple couldn't drive out the evil spirit. They could not.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹在你。有机会 教会提供给你一个机会去学习服事的时候呢，你要珍惜在那个服事的岗位上去遇到你自己的侍奉的尽头。
So you have opportunity to serve in the church, you need to look for the end of your ministry.
常常有人在侍奉的时候都想说，我有能力，我有办法。
Everybody sometimes think I'm able, I can't do it.
我有很好的意见，我有很好的计划。
I have good plans. I have good opinion.
我甚至我还有过去的经验。
And I have many experience from the past.
那这种事情足足有余，我一定可以应付的。
Well, I'm more than competent to do such things.
你靠谁在侍奉呢
？So who do you rely on to serve?
你靠你自己在侍奉。
You rely on yourself to serve.
你所做的事情，事实上耶稣没有相干的。
Nothing to do with Jesus.
耶稣没有参与你的侍奉。
Jesus was not into you.
你只是办事儿。
You're just doing a thing.
Doing business.
You're just doing business.
这样的话，你还没有遇到你侍奉的尽头。
You haven't reached the end of your ministry.
盼望主带领每一个弟兄姐妹，你们要在给你一小小一份的侍奉，你都在那个地方遇到你自己侍奉的尽头。
May the Lord bring you to the end of your ministry.
当一个人遇到了侍奉的尽头的时候，第二件事情，他才开始认识自己。
So when we reach the end, then we start to know ourselves.
耶稣的门徒暗暗地来问耶稣说：“我们为什么不能赶出他去呢
？”So the disciple asked Jesus privately, "Why could we drive it out?"
直到这个时候啊，他们门徒才开始认识自己。
So they know themselves until then.
一个骄傲的人呢、啊，是一个对自己不认识的人。
A proud person hardly know himself.
他只是活在一个自我感觉良好的一个虚假的幻觉里面。
So he lived in their own delusion.
所以你看，他们不行的时候呢，他们还要继续怎样？还辩论，还跟别人辩论。
Even though they could not, they continued to argue.
弟兄姐妹，如果在我们侍奉中，我们常常要用辩论的方法，想要用意见压过别人的方法，还没有认识自己。
So if we need to argue to impose on our opinion on others, that means we do not know ourselves.
如果我们基督徒走到这样的光景的时候，我们的属灵的生命呢，已经进入了停滞状态，甚至是倒退的危机的里面了。
Such situation means we're stagnant in our spiritual growth.
如果我们能够认识自己的时候，我们就能够很清楚明白自己不足的地方，自己缺乏的地方是在哪里。
When we know ourselves, we know our deficiency.
这样就可以给我们提供一个自己需要改变的起点。
Then we know the starting point to change.
你看门徒他们还是有难处啊，即使是这样，他们很注意的一件事情，他们必须等到耶稣到房子里面去，然后他们暗暗的私底下偷偷摸摸的来问耶稣说，我们怎么赶不出去啊？
The disciple couldn't do it, but they still need to go indoors in private and ask Jesus, why couldn't we drive it out?
他们最介意的是什么东西？
What's the most thing concerned them?
自己的什么？
Their face.
面子啊，对不对？
Their reputation.
一个侍奉主的人哦，是需要做一个不要脸的人。
So we should lose
懂不懂意思吧？
In ministry.
如果你真的要侍奉主啊，你是不要脸的。
So we should lose our face, lose ourselves.
一个不要脸的人，别人批评的时候就不会倒下去。
So when others criticize you, you don't care, then you won't fall.
你有没有经验？你在做的服务的里面，别人在旁边讲一句风言风语的话，你就心里想不干了。
Have you felt discouraged when people criticize you? Give up?
因为什么？因为你太重视你的面子。
Why? Because you care more about your face.
这条属灵的道路啊，最大的障碍就是面子。
That's the biggest obstacle in spiritual growth.
如果一个开始认识自己的人，他就有出发的起点了。
If you know yourself, then you have the starting point.
我当时刚刚蒙恩，还没有受洗，我就开始去传福音。
So when I received Jesus, I start spread the gospel.
我去敲人家的门啊，说你可不可以给我几分钟的时间，我跟你介绍我所认识的耶稣。
Even before I baptized, I went knock on door to door to ask people to talk about Jesus.
你知道吗？很快我就碰到我侍奉的尽头。
Immediately, I reached the end of my ministry.
我用满腔的热情在那边传。
I hope to spread the gospel.
他们准备大桶的冰水把我倒。
But I was discouraged immediately.
所以每次回去都是冰冷的。
So I feel cold and discouraged every
time. 我真想，我不希望你下地狱，你还这样把我拒绝。
So I said I tried to save you from hell, but you turned me down.
实在是岂有此理。
Doesn't make any sense at all.
所以我就发现我走不动了。
I feel tired, couldn't move any further.
我为什么会开始读圣经呢？就是因为这个时候这件事情，我才开始读圣经。
That brought me to start reading the Bible seriously.
我以前以为我经验过那一点点得救的经验，我就可以去传了。
Initially, I thought when I received the grace, that's enough for me to spread the gospel.
当我遇到尽头的时候，我才认识自己。原来我读经才知道，说我真理的认识那么样的肤浅。
Once I reached the end of my ministry, then I realized that I know so little about the gospel.
我的侍奉根本缺乏爱心。
I don't have enough love.
我自己带着罪恶去侍奉啊，我离圣洁太遥远了。
I'm still full of sin, so I cannot reach righteousness.
才有机会来认识自己。
So I'm not holy enough. That's how I know myself.
当一个人侍奉走到尽头，然后开始认识自己的时候，接下来呢，我们要寻求主。
Once you reach your end, you know yourself, then you start seeking the Lord.
这位父亲说：“我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”
The father said, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief."
我们每一个基督徒，你都可以说我信，因为我有一个得救的信。
Every Christian said, "I'm saved."
但是你那个得救的信呢，仍然不足来侍奉的。
You say by your belief, but it's not enough for your ministry.
求主帮助我。
Help me.
在这个地方要求主来帮助啊，这个转换呢，就是过去是事实上是依靠着这个旧人在服务的。
Because in the past we serve with our old self.
你现在看到了你的新人需要主来帮助。
Now you understand your new self need the help from God.
主耶稣，在圣经上呢，借着这个父亲呢，来告诉我们说，我需要主耶稣帮助，要到什么样的程度呢
？So through this father.We know we need help from God.
弟兄姐妹，我们想要侍奉呢，要求主来帮助，要到什么程度呢？要像这个父亲那么迫切的态度呢，来跟主求。
We should be like this father, urgently ask God to help him.
这个父亲看他自己的儿子从小 被聋哑的鬼捉弄，把他摔倒，倒在地上，火里、水里，要把他灭掉。
He saw his son possessed by devil since birth and couldn't do anything to help.
而且口中流沫，咬牙切齿。
Like foaming and gnashing of the teeth.
而且他被鬼附了以后呢，他就抽风、抽筋啊，翻来覆去。
And convulsed.
那个孩子根本没有办法抵抗。父亲也没有办法帮忙，恨不得代替他的儿子啊来受苦。
And the kids couldn't do anything, and the father couldn't do anything.
他实在使不上任何的力量。
So he couldn't do anything to help his own son.
他感觉到自己一无所事。
So he felt powerless.
所以他用这样迫切的心来到主的面前，说求主帮助。
So he urgently seeking Lord with all his heart.
弟兄姐妹，帮我们侍奉主的过程中。有这样的一个迫切的态度，说主啊，我没有办法，我求你来帮助我。
So once you reach the end, you think you can do it on yourself. You ask earnestly God to help you.
我们有了这样寻求主的起头以后呢，我们接下来就要衔接能力。
Then we can connect the power from God.
因为耶稣说，非用祷告啊，这一类的鬼总不能出来。
That's why Jesus said this kind can come out only by prayer.
所以要衔接能力呢，就要用祷告的方法来衔接。
So you can connect the power of God through prayer.
Arizona 有一个小镇叫做 Palo Verde.
So there's a Palo Verde, a small town in Arizona.
如果 Palo Verde 停电的话呢，大家会说这不可能的事情。
So every time there's a power outage, the resident there said it's impossible.
这是一个大笑话。
It's a joke.
为什么呢？
Why did it happen to us?
因为美国最大的核能厂就在当地。
Because next door there's the biggest nuclear power plant in the United States.
只是衔接出了问题。
Because there's some connecting power.
你所认识的耶稣比这个核能厂的能力还要大。
Because Jesus has more power than the nuclear plant.
你整天称呼他主啊主啊，却看不见能力临到你的身上。
You said Lord Lord every day, but you haven't experienced any power.
这不是一个很大的笑话吗？
Is that a great joke or what?
你所信的主是造天地的主，却从你身上看不见他的能力。
God created heaven and earth, and they could not see the power of God from you.
主耶稣亲口告诉他们说，非用祷告，这类的鬼是赶不出去的。
Jesus said this kind can come out only by prayer.
耶稣在讲这句话之前，他事实上是从山上下来的。
So he came down from the Mount of Transfiguration.
他在山上那几天，他是禁食祷告的。
So he was fasting and praying on the mountain.
爬山要禁食不容易啊。
So a fasting after climbing the mountain is very difficult.
他在山上与父啊，直接面对面的接近。
He was in God's presence, face to face.
他在祷告当中就显出极大的荣耀，光从他身上显露出来。
So that's why he showed the glory of transfiguration from his face.
所以他下山的时候，人家从他的身上看见那个光的时候，大家就往他这个地方跑过来。
So people saw his glory coming down the mountain.
所以这位主事实上已经是在祷告之后下山的。
So Jesus prayed and came up the mountain.
弟兄姐妹，当我们侍奉主的时候，我们会一定要经历到侍奉的尽头，你会觉得疲惫，你会觉得灰心。
So when we serve, we reach the end, you feel tired, discouraged.
你是否想过需要我安静在神的面前？
Have you ever thought about quiet yourself in God's presence?
与耶稣之间能够有交流，有静默的相处。
In quiet time, be with Jesus, with yourself.
你这个时候你就会经验到一件事情，他的能力会从他的身上浇灌到你身上来。
Then you will experience his power connecting to you.
我们在这样的经历里面呢，你可以经历到耶稣是光，他给你方向和真理。
You can experience the light and direction from Jesus.
你会经历到温暖，他给你爱和安慰。
You will also experience warmth and love and comfort.
他经历他的医治和鼓励。
And his healing and encouragement.
你可以经历到耶稣身上传递到你身上的热，他给你能力。
And you can feel his warmth and ability to you.
你甚至可以经历到像火一样临到你，使你洁净，能够过一个圣洁的生活。
You will feel like on fire and live a holy life.
因为耶稣讲得很清楚，如果不用祷告， 你是没有办法做事情的。
Because without prayer, we cannot achieve anything.
如果我们一个人能够走到侍奉的尽头，能够认识自己，能够寻求主，能够衔接能力的话，最后一件事情就是释放能力。
So once we reach the end of our ministry, once we know ourselves, and once we seek Lord, and we connect the power, then we can release the power.
因为耶稣说，在信的人凡事都能。
Jesus said, everything is possible for him who believes.
在信的人凡事都能。
Everything is possible for him who believes.
因为我们被圣灵充满的时候，这个能力充满在你里面的话，你一定必须要释放出来的。
Once we fill with spirit, we have to release the power.
所以被圣灵充满的现象不是为自己。
So if you fill with spirit, it's not just for yourself.
是为着耶稣基督。
It's for Jesus Christ.
所以我常常听到一些被圣灵充满的人所说的话见证。
So I can witness the people filled with spirit, their witness.
他们的见证里面说，哇，有那个热流啊，从上面下来，整个身体发烫。
They said, I feel the warmth and the power.
我流泪，我甚至在地上打滚。
I cried and fell on ground.
我甚至见到异象。
I even see the vision.
我继续听下去。
The more I listen.
但是我都没有听到他说他的身上所经历的事情，使别的人蒙到了恩典。经历到耶稣基督。
But I never heard them mention about their blessing to others.
那这个圣灵充满只是为他自己的一种很特殊的经历，好像拿出来能够炫耀的目的而已。
So he's showing off his own experience, filling with spirit.
耶稣把能力给我们以后，就必须要释放出去。
Once Jesus gave us our power, we need to release the power.
让人得到上帝的恩典。
So others can receive his grace.
让人能够转向耶稣。
So that they can turn to Jesus.
我再提一下，在 Arizona 有一位弟兄，我们带领他信耶稣。
I brought a brother in Arizona to Jesus Christ.
他现在在台北的南京东路礼拜堂服事。
Now he served in a church in Taipei.
他在信主之后受洗不多久呢，他一心迫切在那里寻求主。
Shortly after he baptized, he searched God earnestly.
他对圣经如饥如渴。
So he's thirsty for God's words.
他不但信了，他还行。
He believed and he practiced.
他过去在 Arizona 的一个朋友的同学呢，到旧金山去了工作一段时间，回到 Tucson 来。
So he had a friend work in San Francisco, then returned to Tucson.
这个朋友到了旧金山以后呢，就去参与那些紫微斗数啊、算命的那些东西。
And his friend went into some other religion cult sect.
那这个弟兄呢，事实上刚受洗不多久而已。
And his brother just got baptized.
当他的朋友来到他家里面，大家一起在那里分享的时候，他就分享说：“我信耶稣的经历。”
When his friend visiting him, he shared Jesus with him.
分享了一段时间以后，他这个朋友就倒在地上滚了。
And shortly afterwards, his friend rolled over on the ground.
原来在他身上的那个邪灵呢，已经没有办法承受从这个弟兄身上释放出来耶稣的能力。
Because the evil spirit from his friends couldn't tolerate his power.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们走过这样一条路的话，上帝的能力一定会从你身上流露出来的。
If we walk on the right path, we will definitely release the power from Jesus.
耶稣所说的神迹奇事一定会随着你的。
Because miracle will follow you.
因为今天人不愿意走这条路，所以把它抹化掉，说现在的时代神迹已经不存在了。
Because people are unwilling to walk on the right path, that's they deny the miracle.
侍奉需要能力的。
So we need power for ministry.
侍奉是需要属天来的能力。
And we need power from heaven.
侍奉的能力需要来自耶稣基督。
And we need the power from Jesus.
我们所需要就是祷告。
So we need prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们在你面前承认。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come in front of you.
我们侍奉没有能力。
We don't have power for ministry.
因为我们有许多的骄傲。
Because we have pride.
我们自以为满足。
So we think we can sustain ourselves.
所以我们接触不到你的能力。
We cannot touch your power.
我们不是以一个迫切的心来到你面前寻求。
We are not searching you earnestly.
赦免我们。
Forgive us.
求你怜悯我们。
Pity us.
再次把能力浇灌下来。
Give us your power.
让我们为你做见证。
Let us be your witness.
借着我们的侍奉显出你的荣耀来。
Through our ministry to show your glory.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.